Also tonight, American warships are tracking a North Korean vessel off the coast of China that may be carrying illegal weapons. Meantime, the Pentagon is beefing up our missile defense system to protect Hawaii from a North Korean missile attack. A Japanese newspaper reports the North may be planning to test fire another missile, this one aimed at Hawaii on the 4th of July. Most analysts doubt that it could reach the islands, but Defense Secretary Robert Gates isn't taking any chances, deploying a giant radar and missile interceptors to the Hawaiian Islands.
Passengers aboard a transatlantic flight from Brussels had no idea until they landed that their pilot had died mid-flight. The Continental flight landed safely at Newark shortly before noon. About 3 hours into the flight, a call went out for doctors on board. A cardiologist responded and found the captain, 60-year-old Craig Linnell, dead in the cockpit.
When I came in, it was just too late. We tried to defibrillate him, but it was no use anymore.
I feel terrible for him and very grateful to be here. Pretty scary.
Co-pilots landed that plane safely. Captain Linnell had more than 32 years of experience with Continental, and his wife says he had no previous heart problems. And word tonight that legendary journalist Walter Cronkite is gravely ill and may be close to death. That's according to a report on the LA Times website, which sources CBS News insiders. The 92-year-old was once known as the most trusted man in America. He anchored the CBS Evening News for 19 years before retiring in 1981.
When you